Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. The Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, or ADHDA, is a nonprofit organization committed to encouraging community involvement and investment in preserving the character of historic downtown Astoria while promoting its health and future. Most listeners to this program know, maybe not everyone, that Astoria is the oldest settlement west of the Rockies, the oldest U.S. settlement west of the Rockies, and we are so fortunate to have the vibrant downtown we have. And the reason for that, in large part, is due to this organization, which is a nonprofit. And today, to talk about the exciting things that are going on in downtown Astoria, past achievements, future goals, and their membership drive this month, I have in the studio the president of the ADHDA, Dulcie Taylor.
Welcome. Good morning, Donna.
Good morning, Dulcie. And I also have Rebecca Frick. Rebecca is a brand new AmeriCorps Rare volunteer who will be working with the ADHDA for the next 11 months. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, good to be here.
We're glad to have you, too. Before we begin talking about the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association, there's a real mouthful, let's talk a little bit about each of you. Dulcie, please tell us about yourself.
Well, as many listeners know, I own Old Town Framing. I'm going almost on my sixth year of owning this store. I employ three people from the community. We do custom framing. We have mysterious gifts, and we have the appropriately inappropriate greeting cards along with the really pretty cards.
That's true. You're the hub of, like, what do I say to someone? If you don't know what to say, you just walk into your store, Old Town Framing, and you will figure out what to say by the time you leave.
I help a lot of people choose cards, and maybe a card that they didn't really think was the right card, but it's fun to just walk around with people. They come in, I ask them what they're looking for, and I point them in the right direction, and then if they don't really find it, I'm like, what about this, and what about this, and what about this mysteriously appropriately inappropriate card? And
I think we should have someone at the desk. I think when we walk into Old Town Framing, there should be someone sitting at the desk like Cyrano de Bergerac, and we should have someone saying, I just had a fight with my mother-in-law. I don't know what to say. Would you write a letter for me? And then
wow.
The person would pen a letter. I think that would be such a good idea.
That'd be fascinating.
Wouldn't it?
You want to
right.
do that?
No. I'll think about it. All right. So anything else, Dulcie, about? Oh, well, you got involved with ADHDA when you first moved here.
I did. I actually didn't get involved when I first moved here. When I first moved here, I was kind of busy figuring out the business, but I was kind of shanghaied, I like to say, into attending some meetings 3 years ago. And I started going to the meetings, and then they had some people remove themselves from the board for, I'm not quite sure what reason. And so they asked me to join, and then here I am, president of the board.
Right, but you have so many great people involved now. It's really changed
very,
so much from the days.
It's very exciting. We have people from all parts of the community. You don't want me to name them all, do you?
No, it's all right. We don't have to name them all.
But they're great. I mean, they're great people to work with. Everybody's got great ideas. Everybody. All of our board members participate on one of our committees as board liaisons, so the information flows both ways, so our committees know what's going on, and our board members know what's going on, and everybody reports to everybody, so.
It's a fun and it's an exciting kind of, you know, almost cutting edge right now organization to be part of.
It's very, our meetings are very fun. I mean, we get a lot of information. We have a lot of reporting by our people that come to the meetings. I did have a new person come to the meeting and then come and find me at the store and tell me that it was such a fun meeting that she was going to send in her membership dollars and come to the meeting because she wanted to be with the movers and shakers.
I think, Dulcie, everyone knows that you're the hub of where the movers and shakers are all happening in downtown Astoria. And Rebecca, you've just moved here. Please tell us about yourself.
I just graduated from the University of Oregon, and I joined the AmeriCorps program through the University of Oregon called RARE. It's Resource Assistance for Rural Environments. And through that, I get the opportunity to work here. And I'm really excited to just be in a town that's so vibrant and exciting. I could really tell as an outsider that there was a lot going on here and just wanted to be a part of it.
What did you study at U of O?
I studied planning, public policy, and management. So kind of a urban planning.
And had you been to Astoria before you came for the job interview?
I had. I'm from Portland, and so it's kind of a nice day trip or weekend trip here, just going along the coast. So we'd pass through Astoria. Not a lot, but definitely have in the past.
And you're right. When you were here, and I hear this from other people, too, when they walk here into, when they start walking into our downtown area, they feel the heartbeat of a very engaged group of people who live here of the community.
Yeah, really nice energy. Just felt like a good place to be.
Dulcie, the ADHDA has been around for many years, and you've come a long way from meetings where there were three or four people. Now there are 30 or 40 people at your meetings.
Yes.
And why is that? Who can join? This is your final kind of membership month. Anyone can join at any time.
Yes.
But you're doing a special membership drive.
Well, we do a membership. For the last 3 years, we have encouraged people to join the ADHDA, and the first year we kind of just walked around and talked to businesses downtown and talked to people. And the second year we actually started a full-fledged membership drive where you can join the Downtown Association for $100. And that gives you – everyone – actually, let me back up a little bit. Everyone in the Downtown Historic District is a member of the ADHDA, whether you pay a membership fee or not. The membership fee gives you the right to vote for the board members. So everyone's a member already, and everyone's invited to the meetings, but we are looking to raise some money so that we can continue to do the things that we do in downtown.
And what are some of the things that ADHD has done?
Well, probably the most visible and most recent is we, along with the city and the Astoria Sunday Market, were partially responsible to get the streetscape, the benches, the plants, the bump outs on Marine Drive, the bike lockers and bike racks and all that kind of stuff. We were part of the process to get those on the street. And then our design team and really our design committee and anybody that wants to volunteer to do that is our watering. In the mornings, you probably have seen us maybe watering Marine Drive. Three times a week we do that, in the morning or the afternoon or whenever someone can get off to go do it. So we are keeping those plants alive, really trying to get them settled so that Marine Drive will be beautiful when people drive in that way and they'll go, hey, there's something going on here. Somebody's taking care of this stuff. Where are those people?
Yes, and so you've done the streetscape. You have, and you're part of the Main Street program. Why don't you talk about that?
We are. A couple years ago, we applied and were accepted in the Main Street program. We're at the mid-level, transforming level. Until we can get a full-time person, we cannot move up to the next level, which is one of our goals and one of the reasons to. It takes money to hire someone to be a director of any organization, as we know, and. So our goal is to have a full-time, although we love our RARE volunteers, they come and they go. So we can't continue, and this organization has had its ups and downs. And actually, it was probably before now, it was probably at its most successful when it did have a full-time person, because they used to have a full-time person, paid person. So the Main Street program requires kind of part of their organization is you have four committees, an organization committee, a design committee, a promotion committee, and a business development committee. So all of our committees now, probably the last time we talked about this, we weren't fully fleshed out, but we have all our committees full of, thank you very much, volunteers that attend meetings and help us move things along, anything from cleaning up downtown in April, our design committee, along with doing watering. They're examining maybe some new street signs and wayfinding, because we know that people driving down Marine kind of what Rebecca said. She used to come here and she used to drive through. Well, a lot of people drive through because they don't know that they could stop, and we have this vibrant downtown over there. So a lot of people drive down Marine and head to through Warrenton and down to Seaside and Cannon Beach and Manzanita, whatever. So we want people to go see a sign and say, oh my God, let's turn here. And then
I always love to see historic downtown signs everywhere because I want to see the core of that historic downtown.
Right.
And we're so lucky that it is. I mean, I think people don't realize how rare it is to have the kind of human scale, you know, downtown that we have, which has so much character.
Right, right. And as I was telling you earlier, I've done a little investigating of historic downtowns. And for those people that think that our downtown is not vibrant and clean and lovely, you need to go visit some other historic, quote-unquote, historic downtowns. I mean, they are registered as historic downtowns, and they are, well, the ones I've visited are kind of sad and no shopping, no pedestrians, no flowers.
There are so many different kinds of shops and businesses in downtown Astoria, and restaurants and museums, and people are opening new businesses. I just walked in on Saturday to a brand new business, Florine and Company, which is a beauty apothecary, and they are the latest member to join
the ADHDA. Yes, thank you very much.
And I met Judith. She moved here from Portland because she thought that this community was so exciting, and there was so much vibrancy, and they're actually having, Florine and Company's having, they're having their grand opening this Sunday, September 16th from 11 to 4, and with lots of wonderful food, and it smells delicious in there.
Where are they located, Mineral Donna? Makeup.
They are right across from the City Hall, Astoria City Hall, and I told Judith, well, you've just joined ADHDA. I'm going to talk about Florine and Company on the air and tell people about your grand opening this Sunday from 11 to 4. So, you know, natural mineral makeup, and why did she come from Portland? Because she, what all the work you all are doing is
right.
attracting people who want to live and be part of the community. It's not just for tourists. You're doing this for local people.
It's totally not for tourists. I mean, my business, Old Town Framing, I would say that 93% of my business is our local community. I mean, up and down the coast and across the river. But tourists and visitors, they come in to pick my brain for information and buy a $3 card maybe that of the column or something, but they are not supporting my business, and they're not supporting, I mean, they are supporting because they might go and purchase something, but they're shopping downtown. They're downtown. How many people get off that cruise ship and come downtown and walk around and do the fun things and then will stop in and buy something? Or the even more critical thing is that they come back because they felt the energy and vibrancy of our town. It's not just downtown. I mean, we have all of Astoria has things to offer, but I'm just talking about the historic downtown. And they come back and they're like, we want to open a business. We want to buy a house. We want to eat here. We want to come. We're coming. We're bringing our whole family back. We mentioned it to our friends. I mean, it's remarkable, really.
It really is. People want to be part of it. And one of the things that I love is the fact that we can buy so many things downtown people may not realize. I know that there are chains that you can drive to. However, if you buy your pet products, you know, at our local store, then you'll be able to have that local store here and you won't have to get in your car.
Exactly.
Because you were talking about the fact that pedestrians are the shoppers, not cars.
Right. We recently had a guest speaker come in for an event that we held at the Banker Suite forum where Michelle Reeves came in and talked to us about the important things of that make downtown survive. And one of them is pedestrians, because pedestrians shop. Cars don't shop. Cars drive through. I mean, they might look for parking and then get on their little feet and walk to your store. If we make Astoria, I mean, there are some things, some failing sidewalks or whatever, mysterious things here and there. But if we can get people walking, they will find, and really you can't just drive through and assume that because that building looks like it's vacant, that it is vacant. And obviously we do have vacant buildings downtown, but a lot less than people think. And there's a lot of people coming in to ask questions about those vacant buildings because they want to start a business or whatever. So if you walk around town, and I walk around town a lot, and I suggested to Rebecca that she make sure that comfortable shoes are in her repertoire, because she'll be walking around town a lot and meeting people. You will see the interesting, and stores, even longtime Astorians that don't come downtown because they think it's dirty or dangerous. It's certainly not dangerous, and there's nothing for them. Just come downtown and walk some streets and look. Go into those stores that used to be there that you couldn't go in because you didn't think they had anything you wanted. Check them out.
Things really are changing downtown. I mean, we have a lot of the root of a lot of the businesses that have been there for a long time, such as JCPenney, where a lot of people are doing their school shopping. And then we also have new businesses all the time. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And today, my guests are Dulcie Taylor. She is the president of the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association. And also we have Rebecca Frick. She is an AmeriCorps Rare volunteer who is working with ADHDA for the next 11 months. And the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association is a nonprofit, and they are working on the vibrancy of downtown. Why is that important? Why is it so important that we have a vibrant downtown? You want to talk about economy, you want to talk about quality of life. Why is that so important?
Well, let's just consider that if we didn't have a downtown and we didn't have a vibrant downtown, then Astoria is a lovely walking town. If we didn't have stores downtown, then Astoria might as well just close the doors. I mean, what would we have if we didn't have, then everyone would have to get in their car and drive to Warrenton to go to Big Five or Costco or whatever. People choose to live here. I mean, all of us, we're all citizens of Astoria. It's almost our responsibility to, and I feel that a lot from my customers. They come and shop with me. They'll come and shop with me first. And if I don't have what they need, then either I will send them to someplace that I think will have what they need, or they go someplace else. We're a small town. We can't have everything.
But try downtown first.
Try downtown first.
Right,
because there's a lot of really cool things down there.
It's true, and I love the fact you can find surprises, things you don't know about. Rebecca, let's talk about you as a young person, a young woman now living in this. You've lived in Portland, now you're living in Astoria. What is it that excites you about the job you'll be doing, and what kinds of things will you be doing?
I'm really excited to be here and to be working in this position because I get the opportunity to support the organization and support the work that's already going on. So I get to sit on the committees that are part of the Main Street program, or are a requirement of the Main Street program, and I get to help continue the momentum that the organization has had in recent years. And
more members. And the thing that I think that you said that's important, Dulcie, this isn't the Downtown Historic Association is not just for merchants. Anyone can join. Anyone at all.
It's not a business association. It is just a nonprofit organization that promotes downtown
to preserve the character, the historic character,
right,
the
character.
The vibrancy.
I mean, obviously, most of our members are within our district and businesses, but we have many members outside of our district, and we have several just citizens on the Hill that are part of our organization, come to our meetings because they want to be involved in this great town. And we are currently, we're doing some really cool things.
A lot of downtowns are facing serious challenges,
and
Astoria seems to be on a roll, and you want to keep that going. I mean, you've bringing the speaker back.
We are bringing Michelle Reeves is coming back. We're calling the project something like Visioning and Revitalization. We brought her in initially because of all the vacancies we had, and we wanted to get property owners and business owners to talk and talk the same talk about what we needed in downtown, why they should work together to, like, maybe decrease rents or paint their building or, you know, or, you know, just windows displays where there's gaps in the town of blank buildings. Anyway, she was great for the for our May event, and so we're going to bring her back in. And this is a really a big deal for us because we have raised a lot of money to bring her. She's not inexpensive. So membership helps us pay to have someone come in and say, this is what I think you could do. And then the Main Street program comes in and helps us implement it. So it's kind of a great partnership with a consultant and the Main Street people and the ADHDA all getting together to say, okay, this is what we could do. You get the volunteers, we'll get the money, you get the, and so.
And Terry Wilson just slipped us a little note about what about these buildings that are empty and also parking challenges and empty buildings. How are you all addressing those issues?
Well, the empty buildings, if you walk downtown, we have no control over the Flavelle buildings, as everyone listening probably knows. We can do nothing about that.
Tell the story because I think the story is interesting. And if people saw that, they'd say, wow, what a story.
Right. But once again, the people in the cars driving by do not know the story.
And they wonder
the heck is going on with that block of buildings. Mm-hmm. But the other buildings, you know, the Stevens Fine Clothing building is still vacant. But I know that there are several people that have approached the Elliott as to wanting to go in there. So it's kind of in their court to decide what they want to do with that space, because there are people ready to go in there.
Well, as you continue to see new businesses opening and new things happening, that will happen.
That will happen. That will happen. And really, I mean, we've got the old Joann's is filled. Deals 2 is moving into the backside of that area for to be just Deals only. And then they're going to revitalize that building on the corner there, down by Cargo and the coffee house and that. Really, I think we're doing pretty dang good.
Even though we can't really control putting a business in here, having less vacancies, the organization can do things like the streetscape, doing things to bring more people downtown, which in turn, hopefully, more businesses will want to come.
And I think also that people aren't maybe aware that within this several block period, there's a grocery store, the Estrella Cooperative, which is fantastic. There's a museum. There's a restaurant. There's a gallery. There's a store that sells, you know, art or fine clothing. I mean, everywhere you look, everywhere you turn, there's something unexpected.
Actually, even more than that, Donna, because there is the co-op, which I love, but there's also the downtown market, which has some new owners, and they are and they have cleaned it up and made it more like I would want to go in there. there's the coin shop downtown. There's coins. There's Leatherworks. There's the revitalization of the storefronts you see down there on next to the market and the coin shop on 10th and Commercial. A lot of work going with the restoration of the facade there. And Lynx has mostly completed the facade restoration of their building. Those are both projects that the Downtown Association threw in their vote of confidence for. There's a new mural on the side of the old Lunar Boy space that the Downtown Association supported the public art of that. We have our fingers in a lot of different pies.
How do people join? How can people contact you? Let's give some contact information.
All right. Can I see that piece of paper for a phone number?
Yes.
I don't have it memorized.
I'm looking at this. This is a wonderful brochure. It's the Astoria Downtown Historic District Association brochure, which says invest in your downtown, become a member. And it talks about all of the things that you do. So let's give some contact information. And, you know, on the parking issue, you know, walking is so healthy for us, and we're too sedentary, you know, as a nation, obviously. And to have this walkable community and this working waterfront all here, if you park just a few blocks away and walk to do your shopping, it's actually good for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, but we have a lot of people that might have some challenges in that. And I'm totally a parking person, but I do walk a lot. And I do understand that parking is a challenge for people that it's a challenge for. Street parking is not bad. And we are actually going to start a parking, a kind of subcommittee of our other committees to do more investigation of parking and where we could encourage the city to put a lot or parking structures. Parking structures are way too expensive to build. They're like $20,000 a spot. So we can't go up.
Yeah, you're working on that. But that's what I see ADHD doing is you're preserving the character of downtown. You're looking at the issues and you are moving forward in doing really some things to create this healthy, vibrant downtown for locals and tourists on a long-term basis.
Right. Just like children, we can't grow too fast or we'll, you know, explode.
Do children explode when they grow too fast?
Yeah, I've seen that happen.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it takes time. That's what I'm saying.
It takes time. So what we want people to do, obviously, is contact ADHD, become a member, because it doesn't matter where you are, if you have a business or not, become a member of ADHD.
Right. We need your membership to help us continue. I mean, basically. And so if the listeners think that we are doing good things, then I'm going to give you a number to call. That's not the number. You can either send us an email at office@astoriadowntown.com. If you want to connect with Rebecca directly, her email is manager@astoriadowntown.com. If you want to connect with me directly, my address is dulce@astoriadowntown.com. If you want to call and talk to Rebecca or leave her a message because she's going to be on the street, call 503-791-7940. If you come to Old Town Framing and want a brochure, come and get one. I'll leave some here at the station.
That's a great idea. And you also have a website, astoriadowntown.com.
We do. And you can go right now. Our biggest event that we'll talk about next week is the Brew Cup, a big fundraising event for us. We encourage you all to the 28th, 29th, and 30th to head to the train depot, get some groovy mugs.
Exactly. And you're doing more. And Rebecca, any last thing you'd like to say before we have to end the program?
I'm just excited to meet all of you.
All right. Excellent. And Dulce, any last thing for you?
We are having a lot of fun. Willis gives me a hard time because I always say fun is the important thing. So we're doing a lot of good work and we're having fun. We've got some great people and we would love all of you people to come and come to our meetings, come and volunteer, do watering, or come to Second Saturdays, or whatever you want to do. Just come and talk to us.
Be part of a vibrant downtown Astoria. It helps everyone and gives us all wonderful options for things to do here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Terry Wilson, I want to thank our engineer extraordinaire, Terry Wilson, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week. Find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, focus on those good things that will expand them. Focus on feeling good. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.